من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الحديث حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثات بدع وكل بدعة دلالة وكل دلالة في النار. Praise be to Allah. We seek His help and His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslim, you must know the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is Al-Quran. And the best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation. An addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you, and as well as myself, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are a Muslim. Today we are going to talk about the story of Idris alayhi salam. Allah the Almighty says, and mentioned the book, Idris, he was a truthful prophet, and we raised him high in the heavens. Allah has praised Idris alayhi salam in this verse, and described him as prophet and truthful. Our prophet's ancestral line meets him, as many of the genealogists mentioned it. After Adam and Seth, he was the first man to be sent as prophet. Peace be upon them all. Ibn Ishaq said, he was the first man to write with a pen. He was born while Adam was still to live 308 years of his life. Allah said, and we raised him high in the heavens. This verse has been explained in many different ways. In Al-Bukhari and Muslim, in the hadith related about the night journey of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned, the Prophet passed by him on the fourth heaven. In Jarid narrated from Hilal bin Yusuf saying, Ibn Abbas asked Qab, while I was present there, what is meant when Allah said, and we raised him high in the heaven. Qab replied, Allah revealed to Idris, I would raise for you every day the same amount of deeds as of all Adam's children, perhaps meaning of his time only. So Idris wanted to increase his deeds and devotion, as a friend of him from angels visited him and Idris said to him, Allah has revealed to me such and such. So could you please speak to the angel of death, so I could increase my deeds? The angel carried him on his wings, and went up into the heavens. When it was the fourth heaven, they met the angel of death. He was descending down to earth. The angel spoke to him about what Idris had spoken to him before. The angel of death said, "But where is Idris?" He replied, "He is upon my back." The angel of death said, "How astonishing! I was sent and told to seize his soul in the fourth heaven. I kept thinking, how could I seize it in the fourth heaven when he was on the earth?" Then he took his soul there, out of his body, and that is what is meant in this verse. And we raised him in the heavens. Imam Bukhari says, it is narrated from Ibn Mas'ud and Ibn Abbas that Ilyas was Idris. They apparently take evidence from the hadith of night journey that when the Prophet ﷺ passed by him, he said, "Welcome to the pious brother and pious prophet." He did not say, as Adam and Ibrahim said, "Welcome to the pious prophet and pious son." They say, for him to be in his lineage, he should have said as they both said. This evidence does not stand strong, because it is to be that the narrator did not remember it properly, or he may have said that to show his humility and affection. Now we're going to talk about the story of Noah. He is Noah bin Lamech bin Methushael bin Hanukh bin Jarad bin Mahalil bin Kinan bin Enos bin Seth bin Adam alayhi salam. Noah alayhi salam was born after 126 years from death of Adam, and Ibn Jarir has mentioned it. According to Torah, there are 146 years between the death of Noah and Adam. Ibn Hibban reported in his book Sahih that there were 10 centuries between both of them, and it's narrated from Abu Ummah. A man said, "O Messenger of Allah, was Adam a prophet?" He replied, "Yes, a prophet to whom Allah spoke." He then asked, "How many years were there between Adam and Noah?" The Prophet ﷺ said, 10 centuries. This hadith is narrated according to the condition of Imam Muslim. Imam Bukhari has narrated from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who reported from the Prophet ﷺ saying, "There were 10 centuries between Adam and Noah. They all lived according to Islam." If it is meant 100 years, but Quran, as mentioned in the hadith, then there must be at least 1,000 years between them. However, it could be more, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu specified the 10 centuries as being to be according to Islam. So there should be later centuries which did not live according to the Islamic teaching and which required sending of messenger. But if it's meant by Quran, a generation of people, as Quran sometimes takes it for, then there could be thousands of years between Adam and Noah, as generational people before Noah alayhi salam used to live a long period of time. The Quran says, "And how many generations have we destroyed after Noah?" It is also said in this verse, "Then after them we raise up another generation." As well as this verse, "And many generations between them," and this verse, "And how many generations have been destroyed before them?" Even our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, You covered Quran in the meaning of generation and said, the best of generation is my generation. Nuh was sent by Allah when his people started worshipping idols and false gods and fell into the depth of darkness and ignorance. He was the first messenger to be sent upon this earth. Allah the Almighty has mentioned his story, and that the story of his people, and how he sent to them his punishment of flood to those who rejected his call. He has also mentioned how he saved him and those on his ark in different chapters of the Quran. Allah says in Surah Al-A'raf, and we send Nuh to his people, and he said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no God other than him. Truly, I fear for you the chastisement of the momentous day. The leaders of his people said, we see you are in obvious error. He said, O my people, there is no error in me, but I am a messenger from the Lord of the worlds. I bring you the message of my Lord and advise you, and I know from Allah what you do not know. Do you wonder that an admonition came to you from your Lord by a man from among you, so he may warn you, and that you may fear Allah, and that you may find mercy? But they rejected him, so we rescued him and those with him in the ark, and we drowned those who had disbelieved in our signs. Indeed, they were a blind people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yunus, and relate to them the story of Nuh, when he said to his people, O my people, if it has become hard on you, my stay in your midst, and my reminding to you the signs of Allah, then I have put my trust in Allah. So muster your plan, and get together your associates, and then let not your plan be ambiguous upon you. Then pass your judgment against me, and give me no respite. But if you turn away, I have not asked you for any reward. My reward is only from Allah, and I have been commanded to be of those who are Muslims. But they rejected him. So we rescued him and those with him in the ark, and made them inherit the earth. And we drowned those who rejected our signs. See then, what was the end of those who were warned? In Surah Hud, the Quran says, and we have sent Nuh to his people, who said, I am a clear warner to you, that you worship none but Allah. Indeed, I fear for you the chastisement of a grievous day. But the leaders of the disbeliever from among his people said, we see nothing in you but a man like ourselves, and we see none following you but the most abject of us. Apparently, nor do we think that you have any superiority over us. Rather, we think you are a liar. He said, O my people, just consider, if I have a clear sign from my Lord, and he has bestowed his mercy upon me, which he has been obscured from your sight, shall we compel you to accept it when you are averse to it? O my people, I do not ask you of any reward for this. My reward rests only with Allah. I shall not drive any those who believe. Indeed, they shall meet their Lord. But I see you are ignorant people. O my people, who would save me from Allah if I drive them away? Will you not understand? And I do not say to you that I possess the treasure of Allah, or that I know the unseen. but that I am an angel. Nor do I say to those your eyes despise that Allah will not grant them any good. Allah knows best what is in their souls, and if I did that, I would be among the unjust. They said, O Nuh, certainly you have disputed with us and have prolonged our disputation. So bring now that which you have threatened us with, if you are speaking truth. He said, Allah will bring it to you if He wills, and you will not be able to frustrate it. All my advice would be of no benefit to you if Allah has ordained for you to be left astray. Even if it is my desire to advise you, He is your Lord, and to Him shall you return. Or do they obey? He has forged it Himself. Say, if I had forged it myself, I shall bear the consequences, and I am clear of the crime you are committing. And it was revealed to Nuh, no more of your people shall believe in you, other than those who have already believed. So grieve no longer at their misdeed. Construct the ark under our eyes, and according to our revelation. And address me no further on behalf of those who have been unjust. They shall be drowned in the flood. So he began to construct the ark. And whenever the leaders of his people passed by him, they mocked at him. Nuh said, if you ridicule us now, we shall mock at you likewise. And you shall soon come to know who will have a chastisement which will disgrace him, and who will be afflicted with the inevitable and lasting calamity. Until when our command came and the fountains of the earth gushed forth, we said, load a pair of every kind in it, and your family, except this one against whom the word has gone forth already. And take also those who have believed, but not only a few believed in with him. He said, embark in it, in the name of Allah. It will move and shall cast anchor. Indeed, my Lord is all-forgiving, most merciful. And the ark sailed with them upon wave-like mountains. And Nuh called out to his son, who had kept himself at distance, O my son, embark with us, and do not be with the unbelievers. His son said, I will betake myself to the mountain that will protect me from the water. Nuh said, there is no protector from Allah's punishment, except that he should have mercy. And the waves came between them, and he was among the drowned. And then it was said, O earth, swallow your water, and O sky, cease your rain. And the water abated, and the command was fulfilled. And the ark came to rest upon mountain Judi. And it was said, away with those who do wrong. And Nuh called upon his Lord and said, O my Lord, my son is of my family, and your promise is true, and you are the most just of the judges. Allah said, O Nuh, he is not of your family. His conduct is unrighteous. So do not ask me about that of which you have no knowledge. I admonish you lest you should become one of the ignorant. He said, my Lord, in you I seek refuge, lest I should ask of you anything of which I have no knowledge. So if you do not forgive me, and have mercy upon me. I shall be one of the losers. It was said, O Noah, descend in peace from us, and with blessing upon you and upon the nations of those with you. In some nations we shall give them enjoyment for a time, and then we shall afflict them with a grievous chastisement. Such is the one of the stories of the unseen, which we have revealed to you, which neither you nor your people knew before this. So be patient. Ultimately, the pious shall be successful. Allah Almighty also says in Surah Al-Anbiya, and Noah, when he called us before, we listened his prayer and rescued him and his family from the great distress. And we helped him against those of this people, of his people, who rejected our signs. Indeed, they were an evil people, so we drowned them all. In Surah Al-Mu'mineen, the Quran says, and we sent Noah to his people. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other God but Him. Will you then fear? The leaders of the disbeliever among his people said, He is no more than a human like yourself, who wishes to gain superiority over you. Had Allah willed, He would have sent down angels. We have not heard of this among our forefathers. He is only a man possessed. So wait for him for a time. He said, My Lord, help me, for they accuse me of falsehood. So we revealed to him, Construct the ark under our eyes, and we reveal. And then when our command comes, and the oven gushes forth, take aboard two pairs of every kind, and your family, except those of them against whom the word has already been spoken. And do not plead with me concerning evildoers, for they shall be drowned. And when you have embarked upon the ark and those with you, say, Praise be to Allah, who has saved us from the evildoers, and say, My Lord, let my landing be blessed, for you are the best of those who bring to land. Surely in this there are signs, even though we are ever putting people to test. Allah says in Surah Ash-Shura, The people of Noah disbelieved. The messengers, when their brother Noah said to them, Why do you not fear Allah? I am for you the trustworthy messenger, so fear Allah and obey me. And I do not ask you of any reward for it. My reward is indeed only with the Lord of the world. So fear Allah and obey me. They said, How should we believe in you, while only the meanest followed you? He said, And what they did before is not my concern. Surely this account is only the concern of my Lord. If you could understand, and I am not one to drive away the believers. I am only a clear warner. They said, Oh no, if you do not desist, you will be stoned. He said, My Lord, my people have rejected me. So make judgment between me and them, and rescue me and the believers with me. So we rescued him and those with him in the landing ark. Then we drowned the rest afterwards. Surely, there is sign in this, but most of them are not believers. And indeed, your Lord is Almighty, the Most Merciful. And we sent Noah to his people, and he lived among them 1,000 years, less 50. Then the flood seized them, and they were evildoers. We rescued him than those in the ark, and made it a sign to the world. In Surah As-Saffat, it says, and Nuh called to us, and how excellent were we to answer the prayer. And we rescued him and his family from the grievous distress, and made only his progeny to endure on the earth. And we left this blessing for him among the generations to come. Peace be upon the Nuh among the nations. Thus do we reward those who do right. He is indeed one of our believing slaves. Then we drowned the others. In Surah Al-Qamar it says, before them the people of Nuh disbelieved. They rejected our slave and said, a man possessed, and he was repulsed. So he called to his Lord, saying, I am overcome. So administer your victory. So we opened gates of heaven with pouring water, and we caused the ground to gush forth spring. So the water met according to the decree which has been ordained. And we carried them upon a vessel, well planked and nailed, floating before our eyes, a reward for him who was denied. And we left it as a sign. So is there any who will be admonished? See how was my punishment and how true was my warning. And we have indeed made this Quran easy for remembrance. Is there any that will remember? And lastly, Allah has revealed a whole surah about Nuh and his people. It says, we send Nuh to his people. Warn your people before there come to them a fair chastisement. He said, O my people, I am a clear warner to you that you should worship Allah and fear him and obey me, so he may forgive you your sins and give you respite for an appointed term. When the term given by Allah is accomplished, it cannot be deferred, only you know. He said, O my Lord, I have called my people night and day, but my calling has only increased them in aversion. And whenever I have called them, that you might forgive them, they put their fingers in their ears and covered themselves with their clothes and persisted and given themselves up to arrogance. Then indeed I invited them openly. Further, I have spoken to them in public, and I have appealed to them in private. And I have said, ask for forgiveness from your Lord. Indeed, he is the most forgiving. He will send rain to you in abundance, and he will bestow upon you wealth and sons. And he provides for you gardens, and will make for you rivers. What is the matter with you, that you are not conscious of Allah's majesty? He has created you in stages. Did you not see how Allah has created seven heavens, one above another, and made the moon and the light therein, made the sun a lamp? And Allah has produced you from the earth as a growth, and afterwards he shall make you return there, and then rise you forth again at the resurrection. And Allah made the earth for you as a carpet, so that you may travel along its road in the path of valleys. Nuh said, my Lord, they have disobeyed me, and followed him whose wealth and children increased him only in loss. And they have devised a tremendous plot, and they have said, do not forsake your gods, and do not forsake Wad, nor Suwa, neither Yaghuth, nor Ya'uq, nor Nasr, and it led many astray, and granted no increase to evildoer but error. Because of their sins, they were drowned and cast into the fire. And they found none apart from Allah to help them. And Nuh said, My Lord, leave not even one of the disbelievers upon the earth. For if you leave them, they will lead astray your slaves and will not beget any but wicked, ungrateful ones. My Lord, forgive me and my parents and whoever enters my house as a believer and all believing men and believing women, and do not increase the evildoers except in perdition. Narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu that there were 10 Quran between Adam and Nuh. All lived according to Islam. We said there that Quran meant either a century or a generation of people. After that pious generation, people gradually started to worship idols. Imam Bukhari has narrated from Ibn Abbas, who explained under the commentary of this verse how they did so, and they have said, Do not forsake your gods, and do not forsake Wad, nor Tua, neither Yaghuth, nor Ya'uq, nor Nas. He says, They were the names of pious people from among them. Following their death, Shaitan inspired their people to erect statues in the place where they used to sit, and to call them with their names. They did so, but they were not worshipped until a generation died, a new generation deviated from the right knowledge. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu further said, Those idols afterwards were worshipped by Arabs. Imdari reported from Muhammad ibn Qais saying, They were pious people of the period between Adam and Nuh, and they had followers who took them as their models. When they died, their followers said, If we could make statues of them, it will be more pleasing to us in our worship and will remind us of them. So they built statues of them. But when they died, and other generation came after them, Iblis crept into their mind, saying, Your forefathers used to worship them, and through that worship they got rain. And why don't you? That is how they came to worship them. And it is reported from Abul Mutahhir, who said, People mentioned Yazid bin al-Muhallab near Abu Jafar while he was in prayer. When he finished his prayer, he said to them, You have mentioned Yazid bin al-Muhallab. He was killed in a land where idols were first worshipped. Then he mentioned Wad and said, He was a pious man, loved by his people. But when he died, they converged around his grave in Babylon and were overwhelmed by grief. When Iblis saw their sorrow caused by death, he came to them disguised as a man and said, I have seen your grief on the death of this man. So shall I make a statue like him, which you could be erected in his place, that you may remember him? They answered, Yes. So he made a statue like him. They erected it up in their assembly, and so they remembered him. When Iblis observed their keenness to remember him, he suggested, Shall I build a statue of him in the home of every one of you, so that each one of you could remember him in his home? They agreed. The generation of their children saw what their fathers did for their remembrance. However, the children came, and they had no idea of how their fathers remembered them. So they gradually took them as their gods. So the first one to be worshipped instead of Allah was Vaad, the idol they named him so. The corollary of a point is that every idol was worshipped by a different group of people. And after long ages had passed by, people started making idols of them for themselves so their authority could be fully recognized. And so they were worshipped instead of Allah. It is narrated that when Salma and Hibban mentioned to the Prophet ﷺ the church called Maria, which they had seen in Abyssinia, and described to him its beauty and images therein, he ﷺ said, "Those images were of those pious people who, when they died, they built on their graves a place of worship. Then they depicted those images therein. They are the worst creature of Allah." The point to be elaborated here is that when corruption took its root in that place and the people started worshipping idols instead of worshipping Allah, Allah sent Nuh alayhi salam as his messenger, who called them to worship none other than Allah, who has got no partners nor equals, and he forbade them from worshipping idols. He was the first messenger to be sent on earth, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the Hadith of Shafi, which is narrated from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Then people would come to Adam and say, "O Adam, you are a father of mankind. Allah has created you by his hand and then breathed into you the soul which he created for you, commanded the angels to prostrate before you, and dwelt you in the paradise. Would you not then intercede for us with your Lord? Do you not see our plight?" Adam would reply, "My Lord is very angry. He has never been so angry before and will never be so angry after. He had forbidden me from the tree, but I disobeyed him. I am only concerned with myself. I am only concerned with myself. Go to somebody else. Go to Nuh." People would then go to Nuh alayhi salam and say, "Oh no, you are the first messenger for the people, and Allah had called you a grateful slave. Do you not see our plight? Do you not see in what condition we are? Would you not intercede for us with your Lord?" He would reply, "My Lord is very angry. He has never been so angry before and will not be so angry after. I am only concerned with myself. I am only concerned with myself." When Allah sent Nuh alayhi salam as a messenger, he called people to worship Allah without associating with him any partners. He asked them not to worship any idols, any statues, and any evil images. They must believe in oneness of Allah with no God other than him, and with no Lord other than him. Allah sent every messenger with the same mission after him, and all those messengers were from Nuh alayhi salam progeny. As the Quran said, "And we made his progeny to endure on this earth." As it says in another verse about him and Ibrahim, and we made the prophethood a book in their progeny. What it meant is that every prophet after Nuh alayhi salam was from his progeny, and so is the case after Ibrahim alayhi salam. In the Quran says, "And we certainly sent among every people a messenger who said, worship Allah and avoid evils." And it also says, "And as those our messenger whom we sent them before you, did we appointed any deities other than the most gracious to be worshipped?" As it says again, "And we sent no messenger before you, but revealed to him that there is no God but Allah. So worship me." That is why Nuh also said to his people, "Worship Allah. You have no God but him. I fear for you the punishment of dreadful day," and said, "Do not worship but Allah. I fear for you the punishment of grievous day." And he said, "O my people, worship Allah. You have no God except him. Will you not fear him?" He also said to them, "O my people, I am for you a clear warner that you worship Allah and fear him and obey him." The Quran has mentioned in these verses that Nuh alayhi salam called them to the way of Allah by different means, day and night, in public and in private. But none of the means succeeded. They carried on in their error and deviation, and worshipping of idols. They treated Nuh alayhi salam and his follower as enemy of them in the utter contempt. They threatened them with stoning and explosion from their town. The leader of his people said, "We find you in a clear error." Nuh alayhi salam answered them, "O my people, there is no error in me. I am a messenger from the Lord of the world. I convey to you the message of my Lord and advise you, and I know from Allah what you do not know." He explained to them, "I am not in any error as you claim. Rather, I am on the straight path as a messenger of the Lord of this universe, who created things only by saying be. He was clear in his message, vocal in his sincere advice, and had the proper knowledge from Allah." When they replied to him, they said, "We do not see you but a human like ourselves, and we do not see your follower, but who are apparently most abject of us, nor do we find in you any merit over us. In fact, we think of you as a liar." It was this merit of his people. The people pledged their bayah to him on the day of Saqifa without any reflection and hesitation. His precedence was obvious upon everyone. He said, "O my people, just consider, if I have a clear sign from my Lord, and he has bestowed his mercy upon me, which has been obscured from your sight, shall we compel you to accept it when you are averse to it?" Nuh alayhi salam addressed them in all politeness and called them toward truth in all gentleness. As Allah said to Musa and Harun alayhi salam, "And speak to him in gentle words, that he may be mindful or he may fear." Or as he said in another verse, "Invite all to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching. and reason with them in a way that are most gracious. The words, if I have a clear sign from my Lord, and He has bestowed His mercy upon me, means prophethood and being sent as a messenger, and which has been obscured from your sight, meant that you are unable to understand or grasp it. So you are not guided toward it. And shall we compel you to accept it when you are averse to it? Means that we are not going to force you to accept it, nor to impose it upon you as long as you do not seek it and want it. O my people, I do not ask of you any reward for this. My reward rests only with Allah. Means that I do not seek any reward in return for my duty of conveying the message to you, which will benefit you in the both worlds. The reward is only from Allah, whose reward is the best and lasting. So you do not have to fear that I might seek some financial benefit or political gain or social status out of it. I shall not drive away those who believe. Indeed, they shall meet their Lord. But I see you are ignorant people. This verse indicates that his people asked him to expel those with him whom they called as abject people. They gave their promise to him that if he did so, they would join him. He refused to do so and said, indeed, they shall meet their Lord, which means I fear Allah to do so, because if I drive them out, they will have a point against me when they meet their Lord. This was also the case with Prophet Muhammad ﷺ when the disbelievers of Quraysh asked him to repel those of abject and weak Muslims who believed in him, like Ammar, Suhaib, Bilal, and others. But Allah forbade him to do so. And I do not say to you that I possess the treasure of Allah, or that I know the unseen, or that I am an angel. This verse meant that I am only his slave and messenger. I do not possess any knowledge except what Allah has taught me. And I do not have any power upon anything except what Allah has made me capable of. Neither can I benefit myself or harm myself, except that Allah wanted it to be so. Nor do I say to those your eyes despise that Allah will not grant them any good. Allah knows better what is in their soul, and if I did that, I would be among the unjust. Means that I cannot bear any witness that they will not get any good on the day of judgment as reward. Allah knows better of their deeds, and He will reward them good if they had done good. And if they had done bad, he said, in other words, they said, how should we believe in you while only the meanest followed you? He said, and what they did before is not my concern. Surely their account is only the concern of my Lord. If you could understand, and I am not one to drive away the believers, I am only a clear warner. Ages passed by, but the argument continued between Nuh a.s. and his people. They rejected his call, as Allah says in the Quran. And he lived among them 1,000 years, less 50. Then the flood seized them, and they were evildoers. After such a long period of time, only few of them believed in him. Whenever a generation passed, it advised a succeeding one not to heed to Nuh alayhi salam or believe in him. and defy him and wage war against him. When a child was grown up, he was admonished by his father and that he should never believe in no. It became this characteristic to refuse belief in Allah and not to follow the way of truth. Nuh said, and will not beget any but wicked, ungrateful ones. They said, O Nuh, certainly you have disputed with us and have prolonged our disputation. So bring now that which you have threatened us with, if you are speaking the truth. He said, Allah willing, it is to you if He pleases. And you will not be able to frustrate it. The verse means that it is only Allah who can bring this punishment. Nothing could frustrate Him. He is the one who creates things by saying, be, and it comes to existence. All my advice would be of no benefit to you if Allah has ordained for you to be left astray. And if it is my desire to advise you, He is your Lord, and to Him shall you return. It means that if Allah wanted to put you on trial, then there is none who could provide you with guidance. He is the one who guides, and He is the one who makes one go misled. Okay, this is a part one. If anything I said that is good, that's from Allah. And if anything I said wrong, that's from me and from Shaitan. If you have any questions, comments, you can ask them now.